Westchester's great community forum. Local and vocal, where many different voices are heard in the land every day and every night. 1460 WVOX. 1460 WVOX.
The many roads I've covered, the many trails I've burned.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Steve Mayo. This is the Lou Feliciano Steve Mayo Show here on WVOX 1460 AM. Our call-in number, for those interested, 914-636-0110. We talk about everything under the sun. We're on the phone with Bruce. Bruce, you there?
I'm here.
Great. I just want to make one point to ask you. You know, if, again, if the Republicans had brains, which is, I know it's a stretch, they would be going after Democrats when it comes to this, to me, this false, phony national issue of energy and energy independence. We know there's a lot of solutions out there. There's a lot of things we can do. Why don't the Republicans finally say, Democrats, stand with our military? Nuclear power has worked for our Navy for the past, what is it, 50, 60 years? If it's good enough for them, why can't we endorse it nationwide? Why don't you get off this false position and make believe that nuclear is unsafe? If it was unsafe, you'd be attacking it as unsafe for our military, but you won't take a chance because you're so hypocritical. Why don't we hear this?
I don't know, but the incompetence has been around for a while. You reminded me that when I was a kid, I bought a model of a submarine called the Nautilus, and it had the entire interior. And the CIA went crazy when the model came out. It was by a company called Renwall, because the plastic model of the nuclear power plant was totally accurate.
Of course.
And the CIA called the company up and said, how did you get that? How did you get that? I said, well, we called the company up, told them we're making a model of your ship, and send us the drawings. And they
did. Of course. Of course.
So the incompetence of the government's been around for a while anyway.
I remember I had a Revell, I think it was Revell, one of mine. I had battleship models of all types. My dad was proud military veteran, and this was something to be into. And, hey, it's something that can come back if we start popularizing our military like it used to be. But I still maintain this is not the time to confuse our allies, never mind our antagonists, and be unclear about the state of the world. President Biden has to make it clear. If going to Taiwan is a great idea, then come out and say it. But if you agree with most observers, I think, Bruce, you tell me if I'm wrong, it's not a good idea to provoke this bear in the communist Chinese, not ask for it. Let's make the fights of our own choosing at of our own time. Let's not provoke them. Stand your ground and say, Nancy, you can't go.
Well, we're dealing with a president who tragically is intellectually compromised. Okay? And you have to understand, our vice president is not just a heartbeat away from becoming president, but our vice president is one brainwave away from becoming president.
Absolutely.
Because poor Mr. Biden does not have it. And they're propping him up like they propped up Woodrow Wilson. And this is not good. And you really don't want to joke about it. You don't want to joke about it because
not the time.
This is a bad time. And I think it's part of the reason we can't get the president to make a decision or to stand up firmly on this thing.
Yes.
There's 10 or 12 brains in the West Wing arguing with themselves.
Yes.
And the decision maker is out to lunch.
Seriously challenged. And it's not a joke. And I know you're not making light of it. Neither am I. This is serious. And this is the time to stand with the office of the presidency and with the current occupant, whether we voted or not for him. We should stand up for the strength of our nation because all of our lives and liberties are at stake when there's confusion here, and there's a ton of confusion.
Well, I think Kamala Harris has the ability to say the word yes after listening to facts and to say the word no after listening to facts.
Yep.
The current president does not have the capacity to say either one of those two words.
Yes.
With any sort of certainty, and it's a problem for all of us.
And it is concerning, and let's face it, who's one heartbeat or step away from succeeding Kamala Harris? Is it not the Speaker of the House?
I think you have to say not heartbeat, but brainwave again.
Yes, and that's scary
it's
too.
The speaker.
And Pelosi should be very careful if there's a potential, a possibility for her to be made president in heaven forbid, an emergency, or even to take seriously the threats that I think have been made against her safety, Speaker Pelosi. This has to be a concern for all people, and I don't think we're picking on Democrats here. I think we're choosing reason, and we're being patriotic Americans in saying, let's be consistent. And, Bruce, we know there are ways to get these confusions and these controversies out of the way. It's called behind closed doors, right? The president calls the speaker into his office and says, you don't do this, you can't do this, and that's the end of the story. Who ever heard of such lack of control?
But we don't have the capacity inside the man. And I don't know what to do. You know, I don't know what. Yeah, we have the 25th Amendment and all that sort of stuff, but somebody has to exercise it. And this is where the Republicans are sitting down and hiding.
Yes.
And not addressing this. And, I'm in such a rush to vote for people who are they cowards?
Yes.
But how can you be in a rush to vote for people who will not act, who will not make decisions, who will not put the health of the country in front of politics?
They don't inspire confidence. I do know, we interviewed Dr. Goldstein last week, who's running in Connecticut's 4th District for the U.S. House of Representatives. I think he was quite clear. The administration he would support, I don't think he'd differ much from what we've been saying here. You got to stand your ground. You've got to respect time-honored, decades-long principle, which is it's no longer two Chinas. We can't do it anymore. It's been long abandoned. We have to have this semi-hypocritical one-and-a-half Chinas position. But be consistent about it. And, if you got a magic hand, show it. But otherwise, I think we have to apply this middle-of-the-road compromise position until there's a better answer. I didn't say this. Somebody else in history said, diplomacy is the choice among imperfect answers. There's no good answer here, but one thing we don't want is confusion.
Well, one thing you mentioned, the fellow who was on with you, Michael Goldstein, was it? The candidate?
Yep.
Well, his opponent has some big-time issues over there, and he's apparently gotten this go-ahead to run for office from the party, and it's questionable if they checked everything out about her.
Remarkable.
And I don't want to.
Yes, you did hint about this.
I don't want to go any further than that. But,
yes,
but
you did hint about this last week.
They got a double take on this.
Well, again, would you say it's another example of a local Republican competence or incompetence at work?
It's neither. They're taking the easy way.
Yeah. Well, we have a similar problem here in Westchester County. We have a leader who's been at it a very long time. I think he's done some good, but let's face it, things have not been going the conservative direction for a long time. We lost the county executiveship. We lost the county board, for what it's worth. I don't think they should even exist. I don't think we need county government. That's another discussion. But still, by any measure, we've been losing countywide. It's time for some new thinking. We don't see it.
It sure is. It sure is. But when you get new thinking and new people, you have to have the best people.
Absolutely. Great, great advice, Bruce. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for your call. Let's speak soon.
All right.
This is Steve Mayo, Lou Felician Show. We're on weekly 5:30 p.m. Glad to be with you. Talk again about everything under the sun. We talk about local politics. That is, I believe, our strength here at WVOX. But I do believe some issues deserve raising. National issues, I don't claim any expertise here. I'm just an observer, but I do believe our China-Taiwan stance today is not a stance. It's confusing, and I think it puts us in a very dangerous position. One thing you can be sure about, China's leaders, Chairman Xi, is very sure about what he wants to do, where he wants to be, and what he doesn't want us to do on pain of conflict. And I think we have to take him seriously unless we're prepared to join this conflict. I don't think we are. I hope we aren't. I hope we don't. 914-636-0110 is the number to talk about these festivities, these matters of concern. And I think there are a lot of issues coming up in the fall elections. National Republicans are hoping to take the House of Representatives back. I guess that's pretty much concluded and pretty certain to most observers. But I don't think it's at all clear about the elections 2 years hence for the commander-in-chief, the presidency. Just because Biden's having a rough time does not mean the Republicans have an answer or even a candidate. We know all the candidates we've heard about have different qualities and different levels of preparedness, but that does not mean they are electable. You've got one big factor to get past. That's the national media, which I believe has shown its preference for candidates of the left. Something to think about. And while we're talking about national and international politics, we've heard now that al-Zawahiri, the seeming leader of al-Qaeda, let's not forget about them, apparently has been eliminated. If the reports are true, credit is due to, of course, our military, our State Department. Let's even give credit to President Biden. If he had a hand in that, we have to be happy. We have to be proud if one of the evildoers of 9/11 was taken out of the picture. Again, I think regardless of your political affiliation, you have to be happy about that. And you have to want the people who created that terrible moment in American history, call them to an accounting. And if the reports are true, we indeed have. So thanks to our military. Here on WVOX, this is the Feliciano Mayo Show. We're coming up to our next and our last break on WVOX. Keep your dial at 1460. We'll be right back. This is the Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano Show. As I told you, Lou is a possibility for coming in next week, and let's all hope he can rejoin us to make this show what really it can be and what I'm so proud to be part of here at WVOX. We've got two callers, but I do want to leave room for the last caller. That's why I am jumping right to Chris. Chris, you there?
Yeah, hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Chris, how you doing? I just wanted to get to you because Lou is calling, and I want to make sure I get him.
Oh, so. Yeah, all right. No, I'm just wondering. I haven't been following the I was away for a while. But do we have any mutual defense agreements with Taiwan?
No, I do not believe so. I do not believe in our present stance where we have this one-and-a-half China policy. You know, we don't want to be tied to Taiwan. That would force us to go to war with China on a time of our not choosing, but we have respect and close ties with them, and as the caller, as Bruce said before, there are very close economic ties.
I thought there was some agreements, Steve.
I think if there are, they are something President Biden has to learn about, and Mrs. Pelosi, such as let's do it privately and quietly, and let's keep it in effect, you know? But I just want your opinion real fast. Do you agree? Do you think Pelosi should go? Do you agree with me that maybe this
is... Well, she's not the only one going, right?
No, I understand that. But she is the speaker. She's the second person in line after the president, heaven forbid. I just think President Biden should be given the prerogative. This is his administration.
Well, I think he does have the prerogative. And it hasn't been decided yet that she's actually going, the last I heard.
No, but all I'm saying is it just seems a little uncertain, and I don't think this is a time for uncertainty. I want President Biden to say yes or no.
Are they an ally of ours?
Who?
Taiwan.
That's not an official term. In our minds, they are an ally. But I don't think our policy has been to side with Taiwan. I was just wondering if you're willing to say President Biden should be clear about this. That's all I'm asking. If he thinks we should go to Taiwan...
Well, he has the last word, no doubt about it.
Right, but I agree, but I think his word should be loud and very clear with no mistaking it. Did he say yes or no? Let him tell her what to do. I would abide by anything he said. He's the president. Anyway, That's my view.
Okay. All
Chris,
right. Okay.
Thanks for your point of view. Welcome back.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to our next caller. Lou, you there?
Yeah. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Lou. Great to hear from you. What's on
yeah,
your mind?
I want to put my two cents into this, and this is pretty stupid, and I'll tell you the reason why. The Biden administration isn't looking at the last 4 years, 3 or 4 years. The last 3 or 4 years, China has been building strips of land, right on the South Seas, digging up the sand, putting the air bases on the South Seas of in the Pacific there. Now they build it mile long these mile long islands or whatever, building airports, building strategic points for war or whatever like that. You know, this is not a time that you go to Chi and try to rile them up and show your macho that we could stand up to you, China.
Yes.
That after you should have did that before these islands were built or whatever. Strategically wise, it doesn't make any sense. I think this all has to do with the stock market. I think they're looking for China to release some more stuff, bring some money, more money into the stock market, because everybody's losing everything in the stock market right now.
Yes.
You see 2 or 3 good days, and then you see 15 bad days. So that's what I think. I think it's totally wrong barking up the tree of China now, because Xi is just going to sit back, and he's not going to take any threats from the United States.
Yes, and do we want a conflict with China at a time when Eastern Europe is still in turmoil? Do we need two international crises at once?
Do we need a conflict with a country like China when they border a country like Russia?
Yes.
And Russia, the way Russia with the Ukraine and everything else, that, you know, if those two people say, listen, we could combine forces, United States is not going to win. I mean, you could do all that rah-rah stuff you want.
Yep.
In the USA, wave the flag, but the population alone is tremendous.
Absolutely.
4 to 5 to 1 of people or whatever. And then if you start using nuclear weapons, one presses a button, the other one got buttons too. So who wins? There's nothing left to conquer.
No, so, no winner there.
So the diplomacy is the whole thing here.
Yes.
Or whatever. That's the whole thing here. Not to try to flex muscle, especially somebody like Biden who can't even stand up straight.
Right. And let's remember, President Biden has been in Washington, what now, 40 to 50 years. Whatever you think of his philosophy, he has not been a stupid person. I've heard his speeches before this date. He can articulate. If he can't anymore, he should get out of the office. But if he can't state a clear policy, we are not making this choice today. We are not going to Taiwan and upsetting the balance. I think most people would respect it. All I'm asking for from him is clarity.
You don't see those South Pacific Islands they're building, Steve?
Absolutely.
You don't think that's just a strategic point for war?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, not for nothing. Everything is like 400 or 500 miles off the coast of China. So nothing is near their country, their property line. Nothing is near it.
Without a
doubt. So everything is out in the ocean or whatever like that. So they can send troops and fly jets, not from their homeland, from 300 or 400 miles off the coast of their homeland. It's a great strategic point for them.
Yes.
Or whatever.
This is no time to look for fights or give an enemy
exactly.
an excuse to fight.
Exactly.
The timing
exactly.
is wrong.
Exactly.
And, of course,
the
Taiwan...
The whole timing is wrong is right.
Of course.
Or whatever. And as Chris says, I believe that Taiwan is an ally of the United States. And I think... But
yes.
And here's another thing. Once China takes over Taiwan, what happens to these independent countries like Vietnam? What happens to Laos?
It's
what
over.
What happens to Thailand?
No
what
confidence.
What happens to all those independent
no.
countries that broke away from communism, that the economy is doing very good right now in these countries?
And without a doubt, let's face it, it would cause an explosion in our economy. You want to talk about supply chain issues, Lou? Just wait for Taiwanese semiconductors to disappear. What happens then?
Exactly.
What happens in your new car production, the little that remains here in the United States? Lou, thanks for calling. We look forward to seeing you next week.
That's a great job. All right.
Keep improving. Keep getting great. This has been the Mayo Feliciano Show here on WVOX. We're with you every Monday at 5:30. We look forward to seeing and hearing from you next week. Remember, the SteveMayoShow.com website. That's the SteveMayoShow.com website for news, past shows, all good stuff. See you next time, and we'll see Lou too. Good night.